I'd like to invite you to turn quickly over to the 12th chapter of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 12. The very first verse of that, I'm going to read the first three in just a moment, but verse 1 of that text says, "Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid." Now that's not a politically correct way of putting that, I suppose. There may be some other translations that are a little less blunt than that, but it's an important point to make. And I want you to note concerning instruction that he says, "Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge." In other words, when you're talking about knowledge, you're talking about obtaining information that is true. And the reason that I say that is because it's coupled with that second part of the verse, "He who hates correction is stupid." So basically what he's saying is that if you do not like to be corrected with a misconception that you have or a wrong view that you hold, then that's not a smart thing. It's a stupid thing. And so we could say, you know, a person who loves to learn about arithmetic at the very early stage, okay, 2 + 2 = 4, he loves to learn that. He loves knowledge. He loves a right understanding of things. So 2 + 2 = 4. But then you have someone else who, when the teacher brings back his paper, it's 2 + 2 = 3, and it's corrected, and he hates that. He wanted to tell him he was wrong. Well, that's a dumb thing. That's not a smart thing at all to do that, because you'll persist in ignorance, and ignorance has consequence. Now, spiritually, when we're talking about instruction, we're talking about truth. When we're talking about an unwillingness to be corrected, we're talking about persisting in error. Truth, error, righteousness, wickedness. So that's the dichotomy that's being set up there. So look at verses 2 and 3, because there that brings into the discussion the validity of these two points. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. And so there is that contrast between the wicked. A wicked way is destructive. It is not something that is acceptable to God. It is not something that will establish a firm foundation, especially with regard to the relationship that you sustain with God. So what we need to do is to learn what is righteous, learn what is good, accept correction when we have gone down the wrong path or we have some misconception as to what truth is, so that we will be doing what is righteous rather than doing what is wicked, because wickedness is not something that is smart. Put it bluntly, wickedness is stupid. Righteousness is smart. And so we need to be individuals who love righteousness, love truth, and are willing to accept correction. That's something that is a good lesson for each of us to learn. Wise man shows his wisdom yet again in these simple words. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any, hoping and praying that you love righteousness and you want to be established in what is true. That is the case. You're willing to take correction. Repent of your sins. You're willing to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You're willing to be baptized to have your sins washed away. You can rise and walk in newness of life and be established, building your house on the rock. You can be smart in that regard. If we can assist you in any way, answer that invitation call. We offer it to you at this time. Would you come? All together we stand while we sing.